Jonas brother can perform live on the Grammy stage in front of the whole world with accidentally, probably, cilantro in his teeth, then I bet we can shake off embarrassing things that happen to us a little bit easier, and the world will keep on spinning. Hi to everybody who spent halftime last night going, J-Lo is how old? How old? I'm Andrea Duffy on Philly's B101.1. J-Lo is 50, Shakira is 43, and as someone pointed out on Twitter, in a completely unrelated note, we are all going to make sure that we get to the gym tonight for an unrelated reason. Okay, what movie messed you up as a kid?
The Exorcist.
Yes, that is a big one.
Yes. I was forbidden to go see it, and I went to see it anyway.
See, I kind of did the same thing. I thought it was being a big deal because it was the first R-rated movie I could get into. Big mistake. Big mistake.
Yes, definitely. I had to sleep with lights on for weeks.
Me too. Me too. Glad I'm not alone.
No, thank you. I'm not alone.
Andrea, still taking movies?
What movie messed you up as a kid?
It was Jaws. And the reason why it was, we saw the movie.
Yeah.
And the very next day, they took us to learn how to water ski.
Everyone's parents did that. Like,
it's horrible.
Why would a parent do that?
So, yes, I am a dummy who watched Contagion, because in my laughter at everyone else who was suddenly watching Contagion during coronavirus times, I was like, oh, hold up, Jude Law is in this? The whole article on our website is linked, and you should read it. But basically, Jessica Simpson has never gotten over us being terrible to her that one time she wore high-waisted jeans and a leopard print belt. We were terrible to her back when that happened. And looking back all these years later, guess what? She was right about high-waisted jeans. Now we are all wearing them because high-waisted jeans are great. They're comfortable, they hold everything in, and you don't have to worry about pulling them up when you sit down to hide your butt crack. All those years ago, Jessica Simpson was preaching to us the good news about high-waisted jeans, and we were not ready for the word.
Sophie Turner is covering Elle magazine this month, and in the interview she says she actually hated the Jonas Brothers before marrying Joe Jonas. Haven't we all had that moment where you've had to tell your man, I just am not into your band? Time's up for Netflix's The Crown. They announced they're only doing 5 seasons. They're not going to do the current kerfuffle that's going on with the royals right now.
First thought I had at the part with all the flowers is, that looks like the movie Midsommar. I do not think it's a reference to Midsommar. I think it's spring and rebirth. Maybe it's a wedding bouquet. Katy Perry is not the May Queen from Midsommar. Although maybe we should make sure Orlando Bloom is not in a bear suit somewhere. And I don't know about you, but I have definitely fallen into that mind trap of thinking that everyone else is operating at the top of their game all of the time. And then if everyone else is always at 100, what's wrong with me if I'm not? I blame every single perfectly filled in eyebrow on Instagram. Do I have food at home right now? Yes. Are some of those foods even vegetables? Definitely. Am I going to spend close to 30 entire United States dollars tonight to have someone bring a Five Guys burger and fries to my house? Probably. And it's so high because I tip well because I'm afraid the delivery driver is like, this tiny order for one person and she probably has food at home.
What's your names?
I love those. They're very Irish. He's looking for Irish. You know, he's actually picking up the dog on my birthday, so I'm trying to convince him to name it Duffy.
Oh my gosh, that would be at least a middle name, at the least, do Duffy, right?
After his godmother.
Right, that's right.